Welcome to today's podcast with Carlin, the Biz Pro. Carlin, take it away.
Today's K-tip? Well, it's been said that cold calling is dead. It's also been said that voicemail is dead. It's probably been reported that I'm dead, but I'm not. Just for a fact, did you know that Coca-Cola has literally eliminated their voicemail incoming calls because they do believe that what they have heard about voicemail being dead is actually true? Get ready. Leaving voicemails in your process of contacting potential customers or clients, leaving a voicemail message literally has a 61% response rate. Now, if you, in your voicemail message, will reference an email and send an email to the prospect or client as well and state, "Hi, this is, I left you a voicemail message as I'm looking forward to making a connection with you soon." By sending a very simple, short, sweet email referencing your voicemail, if you knew that that would increase your chances by now 87% of response rate, would that be worth doing that little small activity to actually gain more results? So here are three things you'll want to incorporate to understand how to get better results. Number one, your messages left on voicemail should be no more than 18 to 30 seconds. Any longer than 30 seconds and the result starts to drop off as a response rate. So get it a little quicker or shorter than that, be great. Your email, short, sweet, and to the point. And if you can reference a free gift, report, or a giveaway to dangle out a call to action so that things move more quickly, you'll have a greater results. Not doing these things will result in possibly reading that some of your business is dead.
We hope you enjoyed today's podcast. Remember to share it with a friend by going to thebizpro.biz.